Good afternoon, Brendan sisters and dear friends.
Good evening, 姐妹, 午安.
Can you hear me all right?
你可以听到我们的话.
Awesome. It is very difficult to have Yolanda lead a worship, and we don't smile, and we don't just enjoy the worship.
我们如果Yolanda在这边领诗的话,我们其实很难不很高的喜乐的能够来唱诗.
Because she's got this contagious smile, doesn't she?
因为她的笑容是非常有感染性.
Every time I sing that last stanza of the last song,
我每次唱到刚才所唱的这首诗的最后一节的时候,
my heart would be so stirred up.
我的心就非常的激动.
Because I can't wait that day that I'll finally get to meet my Lord.
因为我实在不能够等候有一天我要遇见我的主.
I remember when I was younger, every time I talk about, you know, Jesus coming, I would be so afraid.
那么我们在年轻的时候，当我们讲到耶稣基督来的时候，我们就很有点恐惧。
I vividly remember when I was still in kindergarten, and I was riding a bike in a village where my grandmother lived.
我在小的时候骑的一个小的车子，在我祖母的那个村庄那边骑脚的车的时候。
And my mischievous younger cousin said to me, I mean, probably he knew my fear. He said to me, Vivian, do you know Jesus is at grandma's house now?
那么我的一个表哥，小的表哥，他非常淘气，他跟我讲说， Vivian, 你知道, 耶稣已经就在你的祖母的家里了。
Do you know what happened? I just roamed and wandered outside, and it became dark, and I was hungry. I dare not go home.
我就那天我就在外面流荡，我不敢回去，一直到了晚上。
Finally, it was too dark, and I was faint. I was too hungry. I said, whatever, I'll just receive my judgment. I went home and see Jesus.
但是到了那个晚上，又晚了，又没有东西吃，我就想算了吧，不管了，神要怎么惩罚我，来审判我，我就回去了。
Of course, he wasn't there.
当然，耶稣没有在那里。
Oh, I was so mad, but I was so relieved.
但是我是也很生气，但是我又很释放。
But these years that have gone by, and I got closer with the Lord, I got to know Him better.
但这么多年来，我越来越信靠神，越来越亲近神。
And got to know life better.
我就知道生命是怎么样一回事。
And I couldn't wait.
我真是等不及了。
Are you guys having fun over there?
你们那边是不是很高兴？
Okay, let's focus. All right.
我们一起来交句。
So. There is phrase in Chinese that says 百闻不如一见, right?
中国有一句话就是说百闻不如一见。
And this is not a very good English translation that seeing is believing, but it basically means that it's you can hear so much about it, you can talk so much about it, but it's nothing compared to you actually see it with your eyes.
你听了很多，但是呢，还不如亲自见到。
And so, let me tell you a story of my daughter. I got her permission to tell you this.
我告诉你一个我女儿的这个故事，我经过她的同意，我可以跟你大家讲。
You remember 2010 Winter Olympic? There was a very young, ice skater, speed skater.
那么，在2010年的时候，奥运会有一个非常年轻的那个在冰上赛跑的这个一个人。
Anybody know his name?
知道他叫什么名字吗？
Don't say Eric is trying to say he's doing like this. Yes, Catherine? J.R. Sosky.
有一个叫 J.R. Sosky 的。
He was only 17, right?
他只有17岁。
Was it? 19, I'm sorry.
19岁。
And then he was a bronze medal.
他得了铜牌。
And then as much as girls nowadays love Justin Bieber, they were just captivated by this guy.
虽然现在很大家喜欢一个小的歌星叫 Justin Bieber, 但是呢，那个时候大家对这位运动明星非常喜欢。
And my second daughter was one of them.
那我的第二个女儿就是。
So there was a book signing event at this 24-hour fitness, which is down the hill, right next to, you know, Fred Meyer's and stuff.
在Fred Meyer那边有一个 Seven 24 hours 这个 fitness 这个 center， 那么有这个他在这边签名书签名的这活动。
And I normally would not encourage them idol worshiping。
我通常不鼓励他们这个崇拜这个偶像。
I decided to give her to educate her。
因为我就用这个机会来教育她。
I sent a note to school and I say I'm going to take my daughter out 2 hours earlier。
那么我就跟学校讲说，我必须带我的女儿早两个钟头回家。
Something I never done. I had her skip school.
我从来没有这样子让她去那个离开早点离开学校。
And took her to 24-hour fitness.
我就带她到这个运动的地方。
We want to be first in line, but we were too early.
我们希望说第一个就排到。
So,
结果我们到那边其实我们早很多。
That day we waited at least what 3 hours in line.
我们就在那边
6 hours.
六个小时。
Just to catch a glimpse of J.R. Selsky.
我们就只是想看见这位这个运动明星。
And the girls were just so crazy and screaming.
这个女孩子们就非常的疯狂在那边尖叫。
And you know, for my daughter, this athlete whom she adored, you know, now she's going to be so close to him, next to him, taking a picture. That is the moment that she was waiting for.
这个运动明星是他很敬仰的，是现在居然能够这么近的可以。
Finally, it was her turn.
终于到了我女儿的这个开始。
She got her picture signed and took a picture.
她就把有个照片签了名之后，跟她一起合影。
Came out of that big gym.
然后他就出来了。
And she said to me, Mom.
他就跟我说，妈。
That wasn't worth it.
这个实在是不值得了。
It was, I wasn't worth it.
他说真是不值得。
But still, like before she actually saw J.R. Selsky, I mean, not that he was bad looking. She just thought, oh, it's not worth to go through all that. It's not worth, you know, like, wow, he's so awesome.
这个运动员并不是说他不好看，但是他觉得这个过程有点划不来。
Friends and sisters, that is our kind of like our Christian story.
这个就像我们每一个人的一个基督徒的一个生活。
Except the ending is a little bit different, actually quite different.
但是我们的结局是非常不一样的。
If you look at a tree,
如果你看到一个树
，and you see all these rings, right?
你看到这些年轮
，It marks the story of this tree's life.
他就把这个树的生命把它画出来。
The width of those lines, the distance between the rings, tells you the temperature that particular year and what happened in the environment the tree lived in.
看见它的年轮的时候，就可以看到它经历的时候那个温度是多少等等。
Now you can only actually see the scar.From the forest fire.
你也可以看见他因为森林大火的时候有一些这个伤痕。
Friend and sister, in our Christian life,
在我们基督徒的这个生命
there gotta be a moment.
所以我们有的时候
that I can look back and say that was the day that I met God.
那我们就可以想到说，那个时候就是我曾经经历看见神的那个时间。
That day, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God of True Light Church has become my personal God.
那个亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神、真光教会的神，那天就是变成我的神了。
It's no longer the God that the preacher was talking about.
不是牧师所描述的那个神。
And it's no longer the God that I hear everybody telling me about.
不是大家告诉我的那位神
，But it's my God and I have met him.
而是我自己的神，我遇见他了。
Brother and sister, this particular phrase came from the book of Job.
今天我们看到这个圣经是在约伯记里面出来的。
And as we remember him,
当我们再来回想约伯的话。
The book of Job, in the first chapter, the first verse, gave a very clear description of who Job was.
在第一章最后就把这个约伯的这个人，把他很好的就描述起来了。
And the scripture says that this man was blameless and upright. He feared God and shunned evil.
约伯是一个义人，他那人完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。
And his sons would get together often and just have a feast.
他的儿女们常常一起聚会吃饭。
And they were so afraid that they would offend God, so Job was just offering up daily sacrifices on their behalf.
那个约伯很怕他们会失落，所以常常献祭来。
So one day, when Satan came before the presence of God,
有一天撒旦来到神的面前
and God asked Satan,
神问这个撒旦
He says, have you seen my servant Job?
你有没有看见我的仆人约伯呢
And here's God's affirmation of this person.
这就是神在那边把他的仆人把这样肯定
He says, there is no one on earth like him.
说在这个世上没有人能够像他。
That he is blameless.
他是没有任何的错误。
And upright.
他是正直的。
A man who feared God and shuns evil.
这个人他敬畏神，远离恶事。
Brothers and sisters, can you and I say that that is the God's evaluation of us?
我们自己问一下，这是不是神在我们的身上的评价
？In the scripture, God only said that about Job, that he is. Have you considered my servant Job? That he is absolutely perfect in my eyes.
圣经里说，神他给这个约伯的评价，他是一个完人。
Let me ask you then, why the next 37 chapters of suffering?
但我要问大家。为什么在约伯记后面的三十八章里头都是讲到约伯的受苦呢
？What is the purpose of the book of Job？
约伯记的目的是在什么地方
？And we often thought, and which in a sense it is true, that it speak of suffering.
这本书告诉我们说，在我们所受的痛苦。
But perhaps more than that.
但是可能有其他的意义。
Because suffering without purpose.Brings no fruit and is meaningless.
如果受苦没有一个真正意义的话，我们没有好像没有意义。
So after 37 chapters of suffering, when it comes to chapter 38 of Job,
经过三十七章到了三十八章的时候
，And the Lord said, Lord God, Lord finally spoke.
这个神突然自己亲自讲话了。
After hearing.Everything that his friends said and everything that he complained about.
约伯听到他的朋友们在那边抱怨，他听到他在那边诉苦。
And Job was indeed confused.
所以约伯就非常的迷糊混乱。
So verse 1 of chapter 38 says, Then the Lord answered Job.
到三十八章，那时耶和华从风旋风中回答约伯说。
Out of the storm, he answered Job.
在旋风中，他回答。
It is not just saying, "Oh, you ask a question, I answer you."
并没有说哦，约伯，你问的这些问题，我回答你。
But it's in the sense that, you know, Job, you have all this confusion, all these things that you did not understand. Now all your cries I've heard. Now I have come to answer you. I answer your prayer by giving you the reply.
约伯，你所有一切的疑问，你所经过的这样的痛苦。我今天来到你要回答你的问题。
And God said, brace yourself, verse 3 says, brace yourself like a man, I will question you, and you shall answer me.
第三节，你要如勇士束腰，我问你，你可以指示我。
In the next few chapters, God began to question Job of all these questions, and basically to any question Job could not answer.
接下来两三章，神就问约伯一些他没有办法回答的问题。
And God was saying, "Do you know me?"
神问约伯说：“你认识我吗
？”Basically, that was what he was asking. All these things, all these creations, and do you know me?
你看到这些所造之物，你认识我吗
？And when it comes to the final chapter of Job.
结果我们就到了最后一章。
And it says Job replied to the Lord.
约伯就回答耶和华。
He says, "You asked me to answer you, and now I will tell you."
我知道你万事都能做，你的旨意不能拦阻。
Basically, Job was speechless but to say, my ears have heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you.
他说，基本上讲到说，我这么多年来听闻你，但是如今我亲眼看到你。
Job loved God and he served God and he was doing everything right in the eyes of God.
约伯爱神，侍奉神，他做任何都是合神心意的事。
But he lacked one best thing.
但是他却缺了一个最好的事。
The better thing that God wanted to give it to him.
神要给他更好的这些事。
That is the revelation of himself.
就是把他自己显现给他。
So, brother and sister, the appearing, the revelation of the Lord, that God is showing himself to us, is so that we can get to know him better.
所以当神要把他自己向我们显明的时候，使得我们能够更认识他。
And when he does appear to us, it brings a radical change.
所以当他向我们启示显现的时候，就会产生一个非常巨大的改变。
All of a sudden, we get this dynamite, this dynamic energy to do his will and to serve him.
就好像我们有一些这个炸药一样，使得我们能够有能力去做神要我们做的事。
No longer we need to have people to urge us, and no longer that we need to do it just out of duty.
不是别人必须要来怂恿我们去做，不是因为我们必须要行我们的责任。
But because my eyes have seen the Lord.
而是说我的亲眼能够见到神。
Let me clarify, I'm not speaking necessarily of your physical eyes seeing this God.
我并不是强调我们必须要用我们的肉眼去看到神。
Although that does happen sometimes.
有的时候的确是有的。
But it is the eyes of our heart being opened.
而是我们的心里的眼睛能够打开。
And saw him as he is.
就让我们能够看见神。
Just like the ring of the tree, when you look back in your life, and when people ask you, have you ever encountered God?
所以当我们好像看见那个树的年轮的时候，我们就问自己，是不是我们在我们的生命之中有那么一刻，我们真的能够见到神吗？
Have you ever met God?
你到底见到神了没有？
You will be unquestionably tell them, yes, let me tell you what happened.
然后你就可以回答说，的确我遇见神的，你就可以把那个情况跟他解释。
And the encounter with God is as sure as you receive your high school diploma, as sure as you receive your college degree or even PhD degree.
你会有这样一个确定，就好像当年你高中大学毕业领那个证书那么确定。
And I was thinking these days as I asked the Lord for his new visitation to me and asked the Lord about this particular burden he put in my heart.
我在这几年我就特别想到求神让我能够把这件事情跟大家分享。
And I remember, I asked myself, what is it that actually impacted my life that made me where I am today?
我就问，我今天能够这样是因为什么事情使得我能够这样呢？
And I'm not saying, wow, I love God, I'm serving him. No, it's just, I'm still, by the mercy of God, following him.
不是说我怎么样来侍奉他，而是说我今天能够还是这样的跟随他。
And by the mercy of God and his mercy alone, that I have a heart that desire him.
因着他的恩典，他怜悯，我今天还能够这样。
I think there were two major reasons.
有两个原因。
One is, I will say the lesser first. One is I loved biography. I read so much biographies of these spiritual giants.
首先比较其次的就是我很喜欢读传记，读过很多属灵伟人的传记。
And I look into and I observe the servant of God who were around me.
然后我就观察在我附近这些神的仆人他们的生命。
And I love to see what made that change in their lives. What was that? What made them to have that transition?
我就在考虑到有什么事情使得我生命有改变的。
And how could God take hold of their heart like God did?
神怎么样在他们生命中真的能够抓住他们？
And another reason, which is the most important one. Far more than my personal devotion with God, just reading scripture and praying and spending time with Him.
比我每天灵修，我每天向他祷告，向他读经更重要的。
There were moments in my life I can vividly recall that I met the Lord.
我在我的过去，在有很多的情况，我的确确很正式，我就知道我遇见了神了。
That He came to visit me.
他来探访。
Not in a physical form.
并不是用一个物质的那个形状来探访。
But the moment that happened, everything in my heart was calmed, all my questions answered.
那个时候，他来的时候，事情就解决，我的心就平静了。
I gave a testimony before the very first time in this chapel. I remember on January the 8th, if I'm not mistaken, when I first came and shared with you all.
在当我第一次来到这个教会来跟大家分享的时候,
I shared about my personal testimony.
我把我个人的见证跟大家分享。
I shared about the summer when I was 15.
我讲到我15岁的那个夏天的时候,
when life became so hard.
那个时候真的生活非常的艰苦。
And my fear of pain and death was gone.
我的人生的痛苦死亡，我很恐惧。
And that was the summer that I have decided absolutely to gonna end my life.
那么那个暑假我本来想要把我的生命结束。
But that summer in a youth retreat.
但是在那个暑假我就在一个青年的一个退休会。
I met the Lord.
我就遇见了主。
I was dragged to the front when they made an altar call. I was dragged to the front by a girl's name was Yvonne, who came all the way from New York for this retreat.
那么在最后呼召的时候，有一个女姊妹叫 Yvonne， 她就把我拖到这个台前去。
You know, I was the model student in Sunday school.
你知道吗？我在主日学我是模范生。
I share the gospel. I can pray.
我能够分享神的福音，我能够祷告。
But I never met the Lord.
但是我从来没有遇见主。
And so that day when I was dragged to the front, I was kneeling down there.
那天我就被拖到前面，我跪在那边。
And there was a girl that I met in that camp was kneeling right next to me.
我就在那个营会里，我认识一个姊妹，她就。
Funny thing is, she was born the exact same day, same month, same day, same year as I am.
很奇怪的，她是跟我同年同月同日生的。
And I only heard her in tears crying out, Jesus, I want you. 耶稣我要你，主耶稣我要你。 That's all she said.
我就听到她所有讲的就是主耶稣我要你，我要你。
All of a sudden, I sensed she had something that I don't.
我就突然感觉到有他有一些东西我是没有的。
Something real.
有一些真实的东西。
So I asked the Lord, Lord, if you're truly the God that I believed.
我就问神说，主，你如果是那个真的神的话，
Would you come into my life right now and change my life?
请你现在就住在我的心里，改变我。
All of a sudden, I felt this just tremendous love flooding in my heart.
突然之间，我就马上感觉到那个很。
As if someone was just holding me.
就好像有一个人在那边拥抱着我。He
knew I needed a hug.
他知道我需要这样一个拥抱。And
I was there kneeling down for about 2 hours.
我就在那边跪了2个小时。That
was the beginning of my walk with the Lord.
这就是我与神同行的第一开始。So
many years after I first went to Sunday school when I was 4.
在我 四岁就到主日学中间这一个很间长的时间。
Another time was when I was in college, second year of my college,
1988。在1988年，我大二的时候。
And Pastor John was saying that he was calling in the year 1988.
彭牧师他也是在1988年是被神所呼召的。
When I was in that year prior to that or two, someone said to me, just in the midst of my kind of down, you know, depressedness, and he said to me, you know what, if you are not blessed, then you are cursed.
那么在这个前面的两年，我在那边非常的沮丧的时候，神跟我讲说，
你如果不是被祝福就是受咒诅的。你不是祝福就会咒诅。
And
so I thought, all of a sudden I thought, oh, I am so weak spiritually, maybe God didn't want me anymore, I'm just being cursed.
我就想说我可能微小到第一个地步, 神都不要我了。
And I'm like that clay whom the Lord tried to work all these years, and I'm just stubborn and stubborn, and finally the clay gets so hard, the Lord says, fine, I'm done with it.
就好像神在那边捏造一个瓷器，就搞了半天，他说做不好了，就把它要丢掉。
All my life, what comfort me was Jesus loves me.
但是在这么多年，所以能够安慰我的就是耶稣爱我。
What gave me hope was Jesus actually will use me.
我的这盼望就是他居然还能够用我。
So if Jesus doesn't want me, then what is the meaning of my existence?
所以如果神不再爱我，我还有什么盼望呢？
So I was in depression for 1 year, or so,
more than that. 非常的沮丧，有一年的时间。
I remember I could only pray 4 words in those years.
在那年我就只能够祷告四个字。
I said, Jesus, save me. 主啊，救我。
主啊，救我。
And then finally, 1988, a summer conference came.
所以到了1988年那个暑假这个退休会。
You gotta understand, in my time, when those who really is zealous for the Lord, we would go there so like an hour before the meeting, we would try to pick up, you know, to reserve the front seats.
那个时候，对主有追求的人都是早早就去，然后坐在前排。
But by that summer conference, I was already sitting all the way back.
那一年我都是总是坐在最后面。
I don't even know why I went.
我都不知道我到底为什么要去。
But throughout that conference, God began to continue to speak through the story of Abraham.
但是在那个灵会的时候，就神用他的仆人继续讲这个神的仆人亚伯拉罕的事。
That all the firstborn, although they were talking about male, all the firstborn belongs to the Lord.
他讲说，凡守生的。
And so, and I'm the firstborn of 5 children.
我就是在我们家是头一个。
And so, finally, that last night of a conference, the Lord began to stir in my heart.
但是到了那天，最后一天晚上的时候，神在我心中在那边搅动。
The Lord said, Vivian, carry up your cross and follow me.
Vivian, 你背起你的十字架来跟随我。
And I knew what he meant by my cross.
我知道他讲我的十字架是什么。
And so on the chair, I was just weeping and weeping.
所以我就在座位上，我就不断的哭。
Because I haven't heard the Lord for a very long time.
因为我好久都没有听到主的声音。
And so in my heart, I was thinking, God, if you were to give a special calling tonight to serve you full time, I will answer.
我就立了一个志向，就是说，主，如果你呼召我全时间来侍奉你，我就会回应你的呼召。And
before I even finished that thought,
当我还没有这个想完这个思想，I
heard the pastor on the pulpit saying, "Tonight I will give you a very special calling."
那么在上面的牧师就讲说，我今天有给大家一个特别的呼召。A
very special altar call for those who are willing to give their life full time to serve the Lord in the church.
呼召是对那些有心要全时间侍奉神的人。And
then, you know what happened afterwards, and I was just, that was the time I met the Lord again.
你就知道什么事情发生，那个就是我又遇见主的一次。There
are other times, so many things that that happened, and I felt, I can vividly recall, that was the moment I needed to hear from God.
那甚至在这个生命之中有很多次，我都知道是
One time in ministry, I felt so difficult that I really, really needed the Lord.
有一次服侍之间，我就发现我实在需要主。Came
my birthday, my oldest daughter Eunice decided to give me a surprise cake that she made.
那么我的生日的时候，我的大女儿她就突然想要做一个这个蛋糕。She
made this huge, big cake that just black, looks like a book. Open, which is the Bible.
那么他就做了一个蛋糕，是像圣经打开的个样子。
And with a red tag in the middle.
然后就有一个这个书签在中间。
And finally, she's done, and she called me out of my room.
那么他做好之后，他就把我从这个房间里头叫出来。
The moment I saw that cake.
当我第一看到这个蛋糕。
I burst into tears that I never did before.
我就大哭了，从来没有哭的这么惨。
I could not speak.
我就没法，没有话可说。
Because that moment, the Lord was speaking to me as if He was speaking to me, just a simple cake.
对吧？就是神就借着这个蛋糕向我说话。
And as if He's saying, Vivian, be faithful. My words, my promise will never change. My calling will never change.
到医院以后，中心，因为我的话，我的圣经是没有改变。
Brother, sister, as I think of you all,
弟兄姐妹，当我想到你们的时候
，In these days, when I think about this topic, I thought about you all.
当我想到这些问题，我就想到大家。
I can say yes, by the grace of God, by the mercy of God, I've met the Lord. Actually, He met me.
我就是因为神的恩典，我能够，其实是他来找我。
I caught the tail end of, you know, that revival that happened in China.
在我在大陆在中国开始复兴的时候，我能够抓到那个尾巴了一点点。
The revival came about 1939 in mainland China, and then about 20 years later, some brothers were sent to Taiwan to plant church.
那么1939年在大陆有复兴的时候。神就差遣一些弟兄姐妹到了台湾20年以后。
In the late 1980s, I met those brothers. They were meeting with them, and I was in that just atmosphere that people just love God.
结果我就能够遇见一些这些弟兄姐妹们，那么我们就可以在一个环境里头看见他们这么爱主。
And I thought of you all.
所以我就想到各位。
Have you been fortunate enough to have that experience?
你们是不是有这样的幸运，能够有这样的经历呢
？Pastor John talked a couple times that you know we're born again in this church, and we have never seen what a meeting, what a spirit-filled and a revived meeting is like.
也许在这边受了洗，但是好像没有经历到这个复兴，那个神。圣灵充满那个情况。
Brother and sister, I speak of the blessing that I have, but I think of you.
我跟大家分享我所得到这个恩典，但是我却想到大家。
Can I just be very personal? And since I've been personal, can I be frank with ask you a very personal question?
我现在愿意问大家一个很个人的问题，很直接了当的一个问题。
If you would.How many of you can say, when you look back in your life, there were moments you knew that you met the Lord?
你在这你这一生之中，你回想，你有没有一些时刻，你可以很确定说，我遇见主了
？Doesn't have to be dramatic, epic.
并不是要很特戏剧化、很显明的那种情况。
But you knew.
但是你知道。
How many of you can actually testify to that? Can you raise your hand to be honest?
说你有这样的经历的。
Thank you.
谢谢。
So few of you.
只有少部分人。
Brother and sister, perhaps that's why the Lord had placed that burden in my heart.
也许就是因为这样，所以神将把这个一个负担放在我的心里。
He's not saying, guys, you need to have an encounter with me.
他并不是说你们必须要与我有一个。面对面的这个
He's not saying, how come you never met me?
他不会说怎么你没有遇见我呢
How come you don't love me as you should?
怎么你们没有爱我呢
But he's saying, dear children, I want to meet you if you never met me.
但是他说亲爱的孩子们我要愿意与你相见
Because if you met me, you would no longer need to strive and try so hard.
因为如果你遇见了我，你就不需要在那边挣扎。
But loving him is so easy because it's only a response to his love.
爱神是其实是他因他爱我们的一个自然反应。
That serving him becomes so easy because he served me.
因为服侍神是这么容易，因为他先服侍了我。
Brother and sister, I only have one purpose, and I believe that is the heart of God today.
今天我有唯一的目的，这个是神他的心意。
It is that in your heart there will arise a huge, a tremendous desire today.
就是今天在你的心中，你就有这样一个盼望。
Jesus, I've heard about you in the past.
耶稣基督，我在过去听见过你。
But today I want to see you.
但是今天我愿意遇见你。
And, you know, next one. It is not, oops, am I doing it right? Okay. It is not when we want to meet God, we can actually see him. Because he's a God who hides himself. Isaiah says, truly you are a God who hides himself, O God of Israel, the Savior.
救主以色列的神啊, 你实在是个自隐的神。
Their God being so glorious, he lives in an unapproachable light.
神是这样, 他在住在一个不能见的这个光中。
That no one who has seen God can remain alive.
因为凡是见到主的, 没有一个人可能可以活着的。
And so many prophets and saints in generation past wanted to see God.
所以在过去这些先知们, 他们真是渴望要见到主。
Just like Jesus said, many before you, even the prophets, want to hear what you hear, want to see what you see.
耶稣讲说, 在以前的先知想要听到你们所听到, 要看到你们所看到, 但是都没有看到,
but they never could.
他们都没办法,
because the Holy Spirit hasn't come.
因为圣灵还没有降下。
And so when God needs to meet his people, he needs to hide in the pillars of fire and the clouds.
所以当神要与人现的时候, 他必须要在云柱火柱之中。
Every time you read, many times you read as he led those Israelites, God, when he appears, he is in a thick, dark clouds.
所以我们看到圣经的时候, 当神要与人相见的时候, 他是藏在那个火柱云柱之中。
Even the seraphim and cherubims in heaven, they need to have two special wings to cover their eyes,
就是,
so they don't take a peek and a glimpse of God.
就是天使他也必须要把他的翅膀挡住他的眼睛不能看神。
So when they say, holy, holy, holy is God Almighty, they're actually doing this. Holy, holy, holy is God Almighty.
所以他们实在讲圣洁圣洁,
God hides himself. Because it's too glorious. He cannot show you himself and have you still be alive. Friends, it's because he was hidden. Even the thoughts of his mind and his heart are mystery to us. We never knew until Paul went to prison and wrote the book of Ephesians and Colossians.
一直等到保罗他在监狱头把这个以弗所书在哥罗西书把它写出来。
And we began to see what was the mystery of God that was hidden in the past ages.
我们才看见神奥秘已经隐藏许久的，我们才能够明白。
That only Christ could reveal him.
因为只有耶稣基督能够向他启示。
So unless this God comes and take initiative and come and reveal himself to us,
所以当只有神他自己主动，当他自己向我们显现。
There is absolutely no way, brother and sister, absolutely no way, no matter how hard we try, no matter how hard we serve and love him, we will never see God.
所以不论我们多么的努力，多么的读经，我们也没有办法能够看见神的。
We would never be able to know his heart.
我们原没有办法明白他的心意。
We are completely at his mercy.
我们完全是在他的这个怜悯之中。
So we are grateful. We're thankful.
但是我们真是感恩，感谢神。
That God, even though he is a God who hides himself,
虽然神是自隐的神,
yet he's willing to reveal himself to us.
但是他却愿意将他显现给我们。
And Emmanuel, the word Emmanuel,
那个以马内利, 意思,
it's not our cry. It's not saying, God, be with us, help us.
并不是说我们说主啊, 你跟我们同在,
but it's God's idea.
而是神的心意。
The whole book of the Bible from Genesis, God walked among the garden in the garden, being with Adam and Eve.
从圣经从开始，这个亚当夏娃跟与神在伊甸园。
To Revelation chapter 21, when heaven and earth, and then when heaven and loud cries, says, now finally the dwelling of God is with man.
一直到启示录，我们就发现这个神的帐幕就在人间了。
It is his eternal dream that God wants to be with us.
因为神的心意。 他一直就希望与神能够同住,
without any veil.
所以他没有, 就是说这个那个时候就没有任何那个遮掩他的。
So let's read this verse, John chapter 1.
我们看 约翰福音第一章。
I will read in English, and Brother Chu will read it in Chinese. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the world, and the world was made through Him. Yet the world did not know Him. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen His glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. No one has ever seen God, the only God, who is at the Father's side. He has made Him known.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。他在世界，世界也是借着他造的，世界却不认识他。道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
4,000 years after the creation of man,
在神创造人类4000年以后，
2,000 years after God appeared to Abraham,
在神向亚伯拉罕显现以后的2000年，
Jesus, who was the Word, who was with God, now became the flesh.
耶稣基督他就是那个道，就与神与人同在。
So that we can see him, we can touch him.
所以我们就能够看见他，能够触摸他。
And brother and sister, that is grace.
那个就是恩典啊。
You know, Patrick is a young boy, right?
大家知道 Patrick 就是一个小孩。
And brother Injun is so tall, right?
英军就又是这么高。
Now, if Patrick stand right next to Injun and trying to hug his dad's neck.
如果 Patrick 想要抱他爸爸英军的话，想要抱他的脖子。
Or trying to discover how many gray hair his father has, if he has it.
他的头发有多少白头发。
Will he be able to do it?
你觉得他能够做得到吗？
No.
当然做不到。
Yeah, you may say yes. He can actually grab a tall, you know, bar stool and stand on the chair and then he will do it.
也许你说他如果有一个高椅子，他就可以抱到他爸。
What if Injun just...run away just when he get on top of that chair.
万一如果说英军跑开，或者他又站在另外一个高椅子上。
So the only way that he can easily hold his dad's neck is if Injun were to stoop down and get down to his level, right?
所以只有等到英军他愿意把他自己降下来，他才能够抱着他的爸。
That's exactly what happened with God.
这就是神所做的。
That grace is God stooping down so we can reach Him.
恩典使得神能够降卑自己，使得我们能够见到他。
I hope you're all hot and on fire because the message.
我是真希望说大家听了这个信息以后，就全身就开始那边火烧了。
Okay, I'm just teasing. Okay, First John, and this is what Apostle John testified to it. First John, chapter 1, verses 1 and 2.
约翰一章一到二节。
He says, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at, and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life. The life appeared. We have seen it and testified to it, and we proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and has appeared to us.
论道从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见，所看见，亲眼看过，亲手摸过，这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将原与父同在，且显现于我们那永远的生命传给你们。
And you know, brother and sister, the disciples followed Jesus for 3.5 years.
大家知道那个使徒们他们跟随耶稣三年半的时间。
And many, many crowded around him.
许多人在那边拥挤耶稣。
How many didn't know him as he was?
但是有几个人真的认识他呢？
There's a song that says, I'll just have Brother Chu read it in Chinese. You have that insert in your program. Just stanzas 1 and 3. Brother Chu is going to read it in Chinese.
一节到三节，哦，耶稣，当你在地，他们与你多年同处，但是他们对你自己似乎是不是，是物不物。我们好像盖从幔子，仿佛知道又不透明，说不认识早已认识，说已认识认识不清。 但你今已在灵里，成为另一位保惠师，你已使我成为你的。
That's good, that's good. So, brothers and sisters, even though they were with Jesus, but they never knew him.
虽然他们遇见了耶稣，但是他们不认识他。
Until Jesus appeared to him after his resurrection.
一直等到耶稣复活以后向他们显现，他们才认识。
Right?
是不是？
Isn't it true?
是不是这样的？
So Jesus appeared to them not just to show, say, "Hey, I am alive."
他不但去显现说我复活了。
Because there were so many incidences, it records that his disciples could not recognize him.
因为在那个很多的情况的时候，他们其实是不认识耶稣的。
But when he revealed himself by simply breaking a bread,
但是当他擘饼的时候，他们就向他显现，他们显现。
Or calling Mary, Mary in the garden.
也许在这个花园的时候，跟那个玛利亚说，玛利亚。
All of a sudden, they understood that was Jesus.
突然之间，他们就明白那次主。
And they saw him in a different way than they ever saw him before.
他们那个时候看到主的时候，就完全不一样的。
So, brothers and sisters, our God desired to show Himself to us.
感谢神，神。我们的神是他愿意把他自己向我们显明的。
So how do we see God? How can we see God?
那我们怎么能够看见主呢？
Let me scroll to that. Number one, have a pure heart.
你要有一个清洁的心。
Can we read Matthew chapter 5 and 8 together in English first, then in Chinese?
我们一起来读马太福音的五章八节，先用英文，再用中文。
Here we go. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Let's do it one more time in unison and loudly, okay? Matthew chapter 5, verse 8. Here we go. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And now in Chinese.
中文。清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
Pure heart, meaning I want nothing else from you, God. I just want you.
清心就是我不要什么，我就只要主。
I just want you.
我就只要神。
In the past, I wanted so many things from you.
在过去，我要很多在你以外的事。
I've asked you to do so many things for me.
我要你为我做许多的事。
You know, there is one song in my old songbook that it really gets me every time I see it.
在我唱的一本旧的诗歌歌本里头，有一首诗，每次唱的时候就好像抓住我。
When I younger, I love to sing that song because it says Jesus for me.
年轻的时候我就会喜欢唱，因为那个是耶稣。
And it says, the refrain says, Jesus for me, Jesus for me, every time, everywhere.Jesus for me. That was a song. 耶稣为我，耶稣为我。
这首歌是耶稣为我，耶稣为我。
Oh, Jesus in sickness, Jesus in health, Jesus in all kinds of situations.
所以我生病也好，在任何情况中，耶稣都是为我。
But when I got older and then I began to, by the mercy of God, got to know God's heart a little bit.
但是我开始长大以后，我就开始有一点点认识神的。
I detested when.If that's my song.
但是当我唱这首歌的时候，我就有点不心里不。
Because he's saying, "What about me? I'm for you. What about me?"
他就耶稣说，我为你，你为我做什么
？There's one woman you would never think in a scripture that had such a heart.
在圣经里头，你从来不会想到有这么一位姊妹，她有这样的心。
The Samaritan woman.
就是那个撒玛利亚的。
We would think it's Mary. Yes, indeed, it was Mary of Bethany.
我们会想到是伯大尼的玛利亚，但是
Why?
Why
would I say the woman and by the well, the Samaritan woman had a heart for God?
我为什么说在撒玛利亚那个在井旁那个女人，她是有一颗对神的心呢？
Think about it. If I had, well, this God forbid, this would never happen. If I had five husbands.
如果我有五个丈夫的话
，And I'm living the one I'm living with is not even my husband.
我现在所 跟他同住的又不是我的丈夫。
I search all my life for the right guy.
我一生就找一个该那个好的那个我该属于我的人。
All my life I wanted a man to love me.
我一直在找一个爱我的这个男人。
But I never found one.
但是我从来也找不到。
And then people looked at me and thinking, you are such a, you are just a shameful woman.
别人看我的时候就好像我是一个这个羞耻的女人。
But sometime in my life,I had a deeper longing.
但是在我的心中，我有这么一个那个深的一个渴慕。
No one knew.
没有人知道。
No one knew.
没有人知道。
They only saw me as a shameful woman.
当他们看见我的时候，就好像一个羞辱、有羞耻的一个女人。
But who knew?
但是谁知道呢
？We say that Emmanuel was God's idea, wasn't it?
所以以马内利是神的是心意，是吧
？So that day Jesus chose to pass through the land of Samaria.And meet that woman in the midnight, midday sun.
耶稣基督他决定要经过撒玛利亚去遇见这位女的。
If I'm that woman, my first question or all that consumed my mind would be after I realized he's a little bit different. See, first I saw he's just a Jewish man.
那么如果我是那个撒玛利亚女人的话，我就会问一些问题，因为看见只不过好像是一个犹太人。
And then I began in the conversation and began to realize, perhaps it's not just any ordinary Jewish man. He may be one who's greater than our father, Isaac.
那么经过谈论以后就发现这个人可能不是普通的犹太人，是比我们的这个先祖这个雅各还要伟大。
In a couple more exchanges, I realized, hey, this guy is probably a prophet.
对吧？再聊聊，就发现哦，原来这个人可能是一个先知。
Okay, by then, I should ask the question that I really want to ask all these years, right?
这个时候我就应该问一个我常年要问的问题。
I said, Rabbi,
夫子
，When will I finally meet that guy?
我就说，夫子，我什么时候会遇见我所心中的？这个男人
Can you give me some marriage counseling?
你可不可以给我一些婚姻的辅导
How can I make my life better?
我怎么样能够使我的生命更好一点
Maybe I have just wicked children who are so disobedient.
也许我的孩子就是这么顽梗不听话
Would you teach me how to teach my kids?
你可不可以教我怎么样能够来教育我的儿女
Isn't it true?
是不是这样子呢
But then that's not what he said, what she said.
这个不是他所说的
The moment she realized that he was a prophet.
他当他想到他是一个这个先知的时候他就说
She said, my people said it.We should worship God here in this mountain. But you Jewish people say, we must worship in the Jerusalem. Where should I worship?
他就问说，我们的祖宗说，我们应该在这个山上这个不侍奉神。你们是说你们在耶路撒冷，到底我们应该在哪里呢？
And then lastly, after a couple more exchange,
然后最后在又许多的交谈之后，
she finally spoke.
然后他就说了。
The true desire and longing in his heart, in her heart, isn't it?
这个就是他心中的可想的这样一句话。
After all these years of wandering and trying to find, she knew that deep down inside, she has a desire for that Messiah who is finally coming.
在这么多这个时间里头，他居然发现说，这个就是我所要找的。
As shameful as her behavior could be outwardly, but deep down inside, she knew that she was poor in spirit, that she needed God, she wanted something real. She's waiting for that Savior.
在外面上这个行为好像不好的一个女人，但是在她心中，她却有这样一个这个深的这个渴慕。
And then,
就是她要遇见主。
Jesus don't often do that, but he did it with this woman.
耶稣好像不常这样做，但是他对这个女人是这样做。
He revealed himself without reservation.
他就把他没有任何的隐瞒，把他向他显现。
He says, "I'm He who is speaking, who is speaking to you."
耶稣说，这和你说话的就是他，就是弥赛亚。
And that moment, she dropped her bucket.
所以那个时候，他就把水罐子丢下。
That was that big dark ring in her tree of life.
就是在她那个树的年轮里头有一个黑的那个年轮。
She met the Lord.
她就遇见了主。
And she went to tell everyone.
她就到她的村庄去告诉所有的人。
Brothers and sisters, when I was in Mexico.
弟兄姐妹，当我有一次在墨西哥。
One day I'm supposed to visit a home.
有一次我必须要去探访一个家庭。
But that person wasn't there, so we got detoured to another family.
因为那个人不在，所以我们就到了另外一个人家。
God knew, because that day, what happened in John 4 with the Samaritan woman is going to happen in that home.
因为那个时候神知道在像撒玛利亚女人也在那个地方。
There was a mid-aged woman who received us, so we began to chat with her.
有一个中年的妇人，她接我们到她家去。
Her husband was a Catholic, and he would not allow her to go to church.
那么她的丈夫是一个天主徒，他不让她去教会。
And she was confused and struggled between Catholicism and Christianity.
所以她在天主教跟基督教中间，她就有一点那个。迷迷糊糊。
But deep down in her heart, she just wanted God.
但是在她心中，她就是追求神。
She was in pain.
她在很痛苦。
She wanted to meet God, but she was confused, and she doesn't know how to meet God, and she can't even go to church.
她很想要遇见主，但是她又非常的不清楚。
Note this, that she didn't tell us that's what's with her story.
但是大家注意，就是当在那个时候，她没有跟我们讲。
But when we sat down, I expected the missionary to talk, but the missionary asked us, do you guys have something to say to her?
有一个宣教士在那边跟他讲，然后最后他就问我说，你们有没有其他话要跟他讲呢？
And I was praying. All of a sudden, this story and a Samaritan woman in a brand new light came to mind.
那么我就在想，突然间这个撒玛利亚妇人这个故事就突然就从我口中出来。
And God wanted to speak to that woman.
神要跟这位妇女说话。
So I carefully listened to what God spoke into my heart and told her.
我就因着听着神跟我在里面的声音，我就把这个故事跟她说了。
And I said, you know, God has heard your prayer. Today I'm here because God wants to answer you.
我说神听了你的祷告，今天我来就是为了这个目的。
I said, I don't know why, but you remind me of the Samaritan woman in the Bible.
因为你提醒我了。那么圣经所讲的这个撒玛利亚的女人的故事。
And I told her briefly what I told you.
我就把刚才我跟大家讲的这些跟她讲。
And I said, God says that he has saw your heart.
我说神已经看见你的心了。
And he treasured it.
他就非常的宝贵。
And it's a beautiful heart.
是一个非常美的一个心。
And so that day, as I was speaking, she was just weeping and weeping and weeping.
当我在讲的时候，她就一直不断的在流泪。
And that day, as she prayed, she met the Lord.
她就祷告，她就遇见了主。
Friends, sisters, we can't manipulate God.
主，弟兄姊妹，我们没有办法再让神做一些事。
But we can simply want it.
但是我们可以真的心里渴慕他。
Were you just starting the summer and to say, God, I never met you in the way that I should meet you, that would take hold of my life.
这个暑假你愿意起这样一个心意，说我从来没有遇见主，主啊，你让我来遇见你。
God, please reveal yourself to me, as you promised.
请你向我显现。
And the Lord says, ask, and you shall receive.
圣经讲说，你们要寻求就能够寻见。
Seek you shall find, ask you receive, and knock, it will be opened to you.
就必得到，你们叩门就给你们开门。
And he repeated twice.
他讲了两次。
But you gotta knock.
但是
knock.
他这边敲门了。
And brothers and sisters, it is only a beginning when you meet God.
当我们遇见神，其实只是一个开始。
As your Christian journey progresses on, you need to continue meet him.
你当你在走这个天路的时候，你必须要不断的遇见神。
As I was preparing, I asked myself, Lord, indeed, it has been weeks, perhaps a couple months since I really last met you.
当我在预备这个讲章的时候，我就在问主啊，我已经好几个月时间没有跟你面对面了。
In fact, the surgery that God had ordained that meant to happen was the time that God says, Vivian, you need to stop and you need to come meet me.
那么在我开刀的时候，那个就神就说你必须要休息，那个是我与你亲近的时候。
Let us not be like what Paul mentioned in Romans 1.
不要让我们不要像罗马书第一章保罗所说的。
That there are people who knew God, but they did not honor him or as God.
他们讲说，因为他们虽然知道有神，却不当神来荣耀。
So the result is God gave them over.
所以神就把他们放弃了。
And
认凭他们。
And then those people who have met God, who knew something about God,
那些知道神又知道神的一些事的,
yet Paul says they do not think it's worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God.
他们不认为有这个必要去得到神的这个启示。
So again, God gave them over.
所以神就任凭他们。
So brother and sister, let us want it.
所以让我们来真是渴慕要。
Let us simply say, God, I want it.
我们会跟神说，主，我要。
And I treasure it.
我很宝贵这个要。
And when you treasure, God's going to appear to you more and more and more.
当你在这边很珍惜的时候，神就会向你不断的显现。
Until you are just captivated by His love.
一直等到你就被他的爱所抓住。
And then you get to know Him so well.
你就认识神。 很亲密的认识神,
like buddy buddies.
好像一个很亲密的朋友。
God's appearing brings radical transformations.
当神与你同在的时候, 你就会做一个很大的改变。
When Job finally met God, he says, so I despise myself and I repent in ashes.
所以当约伯看见神的时候, 他就说, 因此我厌恶自己, 在尘土和炉灰中,
When Paul was met by God, he said, I'm the chief of all sinners.
当保罗遇见神的时候, 他就说, 我是罪魁中之罪魁。
And Isaiah says, when he met God, he says, I'm a person with unclean lips, and I live in a people who are with unclean lips.
当以赛亚遇见神的时候, 我是一个嘴唇不洁净, 住在一个嘴唇不洁净的国里头。
If you take a look at many characters and peoples in the scripture, they had that encounter with God.
如果我们看见圣经里有许多的人物, 我们就知道他们是与神有亲密的。
And they begin to realize who God is and who I am.
他们就能够看见谁, 什么是神, 我们自己是怎么样的。
That's why David said, God, who am I that you should be mindful of me?
所以这个大卫就说, 人算什么, 你竟如此的顾念我。
And secondly, when we meet him, our faith is being affirmed and substantiated.
当我们遇见神的时候, 我们的信心就非常稳固了。
The Samaritan woman preached to God, tell the message to the other Samaritans, and finally they say, Jesus, can you stay with us for two more days?
当这个撒玛利亚回到村庄的时候, 告诉他们他所遇见的人, 那么这些村庄的人就说, 你可不可以多住几天?
And after 2 days being with Jesus, they went to tell the Samaritan woman this.
那当耶稣在那边住了两天之后，这些人就跟这个妇人这样讲了。
And they said, you know what? Now we believe it's not just because what you said.
我们现在为什么相信？不是因为你说。
Because we've seen him, we know him now, and we know that he truly is the Savior.
因为我们现在已经知道，而且知道他是那位救主。
And lastly,
最后,
total consecration, commitment of love and life to him.
就是我们必须要把我们自己委身。
In the song lyrics in Chinese that I passed out to you,
当我给大家这个诗的词的时候,
he says, there's nothing, verse 3 says, there's nothing that would make this idols of this world, things that attract you, just their attraction disappear.
第三节说, 是什么会使地上的偶像失去它的美丽的模样，并不是灰心、失望和勉或勉励，乃是无价之宝的一线。Yes,
as he has read, it's not a sense of right or duty, but a sight of peerless worth. And Sense of Six says, it is that look that melted Peter, it's that face that Stephen saw, it's that heart that wept with Mary. Can alone from idol draw.
第六节说, 唯有彼得所见的眼泪, 斯提凡所仰望的容脸, 陪着玛利亚同哭的慈心, 会使我脱离俗地吸引。
Friend, sister, let's pray.
弟兄姐妹, 我们一起来祷告。
Lord Jesus, as we come before you together as a family,
主，我们是一家，像一家人一样，我们来这边遇见你。
As we come before you as an individual,
当我们每个人来遇见你的时候，
Lord Jesus, we want to see you.
主，我们愿意遇见你。
We want to know you like we never known before.
我们要认识你，像我们以前从来没有认识的。
We want to see you like we never saw before.
我们要看见你，让我们从来没看见的。
I want you. We want you to visit us so that we you become so real to us.
求你真的来遇见我们，像我们真的能够好像真真实实的遇见你。
That everything else just melts away.
使得任何一切事都好像消失一样。
Father, I thank you so much that it is your will for us to see you.
主，这是你的心愿，让我们能够遇见你。
And you lower yourself, you humble yourself to open new and living way for us.
你把你自己谦卑，你把自己降卑，让我们能够跟真的能够看见你。
We thank you.
我们感谢你。
Now we can touch you.
因此我们就能够触摸你。
We can take a close look at you.
我们就能够真的很近的看见你。
And be captured by your love.
就为因着你的爱就吸引我们。
And captured by your beauty.
就能够抓住用你的荣美来抓住我们。
Father, I pray that you will create such an unsatiable, this huge desire in our hearts.
主啊，求主你将这样一个渴望在我们心中。
To say, Lord, I want to see you.
就说主啊，我愿意来遇见你。
Bless your own word, Lord.
求主你祝福你自己的话。
May Holy Spirit go through my limitations.
求主你的圣灵能够超过我的所有的软弱。
And may that personal invitation to each and every one of us.
使得像每一个在我们当中的都得到这样一个邀请。
I pray in Jesus' name.
这样祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
谢谢。